Welcome back to Check the Energy Podcast. This is Vanessa Smith, your host, and I am so glad to be back here with you all sharing about how to navigate the energetics of this time, new paradigm perspectives, your purpose role in this larger shift that's happening, and last but definitely not least, really digging into vitality and the role that vitality plays in this larger paradigm shift. That's going to be a main focus of the Check the Energy podcast as we move forward into the new year. And there is a special and different time between December 21st and December 31st where I will be sharing with you on a daily basis. This period of time annually is always very unique for me. It feels very much like an opening of sorts where I feel a deeper call to be visible in the world on a more consistent basis and with a greater energy really behind it to bring my own voice forward in new ways. And so during this time between December 21st and 31st, you're going to see daily posting of Check the Energy podcast, where I will be sharing with you more of the energies of the closing out of this year and the opening up to the next year. These recordings have also been posted on my YouTube channel, Vanessa Smith Energy Guidance. Search that and you'll find the visual component. And within these recordings, they're going to highlight a variety of different ways that you can start to understand and really understand, right, the larger dynamics at play within your own life as well as within the larger world that we exist within, how to really work with those energies. Many new ideas and new perspectives will be shared within the recordings that you'll see over the next 10-11 days. And then starting January 1st, we launch into the Vitality series. And at that point, the Check the Energy podcast will return to the twice a week from in 2024 moving forward. One last piece I'd like to point out before we dive into the recording for today is to go on over to vasmith.com. There are three offers that I have there that are specially priced for the end of the year. Clean Up Your Energy, the Energy Guide Program, and Clear Your Money Path. These will all be offered moving forward into the new year, but at a different price point. So if any of those titles speak to you, I definitely encourage you to go over there because it really is a great time to be cleaning up your energy, clearing your money path, and stepping into deeper alignment with energy guidance, knowing how to read energy, navigate energy, heal with energy, all of those incredibly potent pieces for our vitality and well-being in this world. So, with that, I'm going to sign off of this introduction and enjoy the rest of the show. Hey, it's Vanessa, and welcome to this conversation where we're going to be talking about the lightworker shift that is happening right now. For those of you that are new to this channel, hi, my name is Vanessa, and I talk about the paradigm shift that we are currently in, what it actually means, what it entails and encompasses, your purpose role within it, and how to navigate the energetics overall as we're moving through this really transitional and transformational time. So this is an energy that is going to really speak to those of you that are energetically sensitive or are becoming more so, those of you that know that you're here for a reason, really here to participate in that paradigm shift and to build the new. And then also part of those that are, starting to open up to their own awakening process, getting the sense that there's more to the story
than what is put out in the mainstream narrative. And last but definitely not least are the transformational healers, teachers, and messengers who are here on a very specific mission. They have a specific vision. They have a specific purpose and role to play. Those are my people. Those are the people that I work with. You're all my people, everyone that I just named, but those are the ones that I work more one-on-one and in groups with. So I consider myself one as well, a transformational healer, teacher, and messenger. So this message that's coming through to share with you around the Lightworker Shift is really going to appeal for those that fall into, this umbrella category that I just listed off. I am again glad you're here. Please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all that good social media stuff, so this gets out to more of my people. And let's just go ahead and dive into the topic, which is all about the Lightworker Shift. There are two main ways to look at this. The first one is think of it like a play, like a theater play, right? There's these different acts or, kind of stages of the story, if you will, where one group of actors kind of steps off the stage and another group of actors steps onto the stage. And maybe it's the same person playing different roles, but you get a sense that the story has shifted. And so there's kind of like a release of the old guard and a making way of the new guard, kind of a vibe coming in. So there's a whole crew of light workers that are here. And by light workers, let me just define it so you know what I mean by it, because many people use that word and it has different connotations to it. So the way that I hold the term light workers, it's really those of you that are intentionally connecting with the light within, the light that you are, and are purposefully bringing that to the world, to your own life, to your community, to this larger paradigm shift. Like there's something, whether you do that through your purpose work, like through a specific healing type of role, or whether you're just doing that as like, this is the way that I am participating in bringing and creating the kind of energy that I want to experience in the world. I'm going to bring my light. I'm going to shine my light. I'm going to use my light to be a lighthouse and light the way forward. Like there's, and just to be super clear, because I try and say this in every share that I do, this does not mean being happy or positive all the time. It means being real and being authentic and doing, addressing whatever needs to be addressed in order to clear those frequencies, those, kind of coagulated densities, blocks, stuckness. In layman's terms, that you feel in your own body or in your psyche or in your energetic field to really work with clearing those so you can shine, so you can show up and share the light that you are. Because there is absolutely a lot of challenges, a lot of darkness, a lot of breakdown, a lot of messiness that is happening on the planet. Like, do you, even if you don't pay attention to the mainstream narrative, it's pretty easy to like tune in energetically and get a sense of that wobble going on, right? Or tune in even to your own inner reality and realize that we have that tug of war and that divide within ourselves sometimes. And so the light workers are really here to cultivate that light so it can shine within their own lives and out into the world. The light worker. It could be a career, it could not. It's not about spiritual bypassing or being always positive. It's about being real and authentic and shining your light. So that's one of the ways in which it's shifting, is there's like an ushering out of those that have been in the light worker role, whether they're, choosing to be off planet through, leaving the body in death, or they're choosing not to be as vocal and out in the world, like expressing whatever, their point of view or expertise. They're just, it's like, yeah, it's, it just feels like a changing of the guards. This is also happening in a, I'm going to say, a larger collective sense as well. That's not just light workers specific, but in this video, I just want to talk about the light workers because it has been, see, like coming through really strongly in, for the past 3 months, energetically. There's been a buildup towards this shift. And so you may have been feeling it for the last 3 months, this sort of feeling of like, wow, things feel different. Things are shifting. I feel more ready. I feel like things are about to blow up for me or expand in some way, right? And so, but it feels to me and looks to me energetically that there is like we're getting ready to be called up. So, are you in your outfit? like, are you in the right gear? Are you, do you have what you need? Did you remember your lines? Like, are you gonna put on the show that you came here to do? The character that you came here to play. So, if you've watched the last couple of videos that I've put out on YouTube, or perhaps you're hearing this on the Check the Energy podcast, in November of 2023, there was this self-worth theme and main character energy theme. And then that is evolving, right? And December brought a totally different energy. Y'all put the links to that if you want to go explore that. But there's just basically been like a lead up to this changing of the tide and this feelingness of like, or feelingness. I just made up a new word. I just made up a new word. But this feeling of anticipation, perhaps excitement, maybe a little bit of anxiety, but it's coming from a different internal place, a more rooted core, locked in. I did the work. Here I am. Let's go, kind of a feeling. Whereas a couple years ago, I'll say when there was a big opening for more light workers to emerge in a big way, like 2019, 2020, there was a big ushering in of a lot of white light workers. And during that time, when it was happening, there, it was just this sort of blast of lights coming through. What came with that often, though, was the sense of not being rooted and this sense of like jumping before it was time, or like trying to do all the things and you didn't have your foundation in place, or like you're supposed to count one, two, three before you leap, but you just decided to leap instead. That was the vibe that I got around 2019 and 2020. It's definitely what I experienced, both personally and professionally. It was just like, let's go, let's go, let's go. But I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Do you have the pieces in place? Have you done your internal work? Have you cleared out whatever needed to be cleared out for you so you can actually anchor your light, root your light, so it doesn't get wobbly and shaken around. Now, I know I can get excited when I talk about these things, just because it's exciting to me, and I have a lot of passion and interest around the role that we play here energetically and in the physical, on the physical plane of reality. With changing the paradigm, with scripting a new narrative, with putting the pieces into place and really doing that very active build towards the kind of world that we want to be living in and that we want to create. And so I go back and forth with like getting very excited about it and then making sure that my excitement also has roots. And that's what this past couple of years has really provided for us. It should we taken that opportunity. And so for those of us that did, we're really going to feel that call up to move into position, to move into the kind of next phase of the mission, if you will. And it is decidedly and distinctly different energetically. It has a different energetic signature to it. So you may be finding this moving through your system right now, the sort of like, oh, I'm getting ready, or I'm about to go on that stage where it's like you're nervous, but you're grounded, but you're ready, and you know that it's time. So it's a outside of, I want to say, the old perspective of trust, like, oh God, is it right? Is it trust? I just gotta trust, like that sort of wobbliness, but like really root into your knowing that it is a new phase, a new time, a new level of the activation sequence. It is many things that is like paving the way for what's to come next through you, through your expression of light. So that is, just to circle back, close that up, the way in which the light worker shift is happening is twofold. One, there's a changing of the guard. Like there's a section of light workers that are going to kind of like not dim their light, but kind of wind down the way in which they express their light, or kind of change forms. Again, leave the body through death, or just perhaps reroute how they're doing their work in the world. But there's just a sense of like they completed the bigger outward expression. Their light is still there, it's still shining, but it's just in a little bit of a different way. And then the new kind of crew is stepping into place. So there's that. That's one way the light worker shift is happening. And the other way is the inner and outer process that we have gone through as light workers over the past couple of years, that too is shifting, right? So we are noticing that within ourselves, and perhaps within the opportunities that are coming in for us, that are saying like, now it's actually time, right? You may have felt it a couple years ago, but this is the time where we're really ready for you to be in position at a different level, at a different frequency, at a different, signature than you were a couple of years ago, because you did the inner and the outer build, you did your work, and now you're ready. And so again, that's going to look different specifically for each person, but that's the general theme. And again, I'm sharing this now, this video, in December 2023, though whenever you find it, trust that there is information in here that is going to be relevant and resonant to wherever you are on the path. So please do keep tuning in, even if it's past the date when I put it out there. But I'm specifically sharing it now because it's coming to a head in December of 2023. It's like the, I don't like the volcano is about to blow kind of analogy, but it feels like it's here we go. Like we're right. It's right there. I can feel it. Super palpable. So if you're feeling a buildup of excitement or anxiety, or just a buildup that's about to bust open, that's you tuning into the energy for your particular path. And so this is really a time to honor what you've gone through, to acknowledge the changes that you've made in your life, and to really claim your role, really claim your role here. And that's a different energy than, sitting in a spin out of lack of clarity, or lack of confidence, or lack of trust, or I want to do it, or I know I'm here for a reason, but I can't. And it's a different energy. It's a different energetic signature. And so, yeah, let's see. What else do I want to tell you about the light worker shift? We've talked about the next phase of the mission. We've talked about the two different ways it's shifting. A couple other, two other pieces I want to share with you, and then I'm going to leave this video with a mantra for you to work with. So The next piece I want to share with you is that you may notice of how the shift is going on is your voice is feeling, I want to say activated, but it's not exactly activated. It's like expanding. Like there's, you may be getting a lot of downloads lately, a lot of ideas around how you want to move with this energy. A lot of perhaps different choice points or directions that are showing up where you're really feeling like things are finally clicking into place. But just there's a lot of activity around the voice, around the throat area. And it feels like an expansion in many directions and in all directions. It's like a star, is what it looks like. So if you can imagine that right here, there is a beautiful sun or a star, and the rays of it are just quite literally beaming out in all directions. That's what it looks like energetically to me when I look at it. That's certainly what it feels like to me as well. And but one way that you can work with the directions of this energy, of the voice expanding, is to think of it in terms of a compass, right? So north, east, south, and west, which I learned when I was 10, I think. I learned it as never eat shredded wheat. North, east, south, and west. Did you learn that too? Like I've always remembered that. I swear marketing in the 70s and 80s was so on point. It was just like, yeah, it's I still remember these catchy little tunes and phrases and ways that we were taught still now. And so from the north perspective, we often think of North Star. We think of above, which is spirit realm, which is sort of funny to think of it in that way because it's not like a literal north. It's more of a frequency north, a higher frequency. So it's like above. But we tend to think, you know, in very literal terms from a physical plane perspective. So, but you can think of like, oh, I'm being guided by my North Star. North is above or the spirit plane or a higher frequency. It also represents the future and where we're headed. And so you can tune into like, what does my voice want to say about these things? The below. You know, some people associate that with just the earthly realm, the physical realm. Some associate it with like roots and being very grounded. Some associate it with like darkness, or I don't know. I just think of more lower frequencies rather than dark energies. Dark energies isn't really my jam to talk about. Like, that's not my. This is not my thing. Like, I'm not really into it. Not that I want to avoid the darkness. I think the darkness can be a very powerful place to plant a seed, right? You plant a seed and it's in this really rich soil, and then that's the seed grows, right? Darkness as a, you know, from a darkness is ne not necessarily associated with like lower frequency energies or evil energies. Darkness can be incredibly powerful way to understand our reality and understand the parts within ourselves that are calling out from some light and some healing and some integration. So I think there's a distinction that needs to be made so we're not in this perpetual state of being afraid of the darkness. But instead of being really in the higher frequency light and energy that we are, and to use that light to shine onto any dark places, use that light to raise any of the lower frequencies that are causing havoc that are not inherently benevolent, shall we say. So those are some kind of ways to think about it. But I like to think of the below as just the past, where we've come from, our roots, our sense of what we've gone through. It could be past life oriented or parallel life oriented. It's just, you know, it's the earthly realm, it's the physical realm. And I think it's a very good thing to get your feet on the ground, right? Really good thing. I know I certainly like to do that as much as possible, and I try and do that every morning. I go out first thing, get that sunrise light on my body, and get my bare feet on the ground, and stick it in some dirt or in some plants or trees. And then the east and the west, in terms of the compass and working with that. Oh, so about the voice, using the voice and expansion around the south or the past or the dark or the earthly realm is you can think in terms of like, what have I been avoiding? What is it time to integrate? What do I know I need to face? What have I been keeping in the dark about myself or about my true feelings or my true thoughts? And how can I bring some light to that and express it in a way that I feel a sense of closure and a like a full loop, like a closure. It's closure, it's completion. And that's storytelling and allowing your voice to share what it wants to share. It's kind of like its own, every aspect of our body is its own kind of like frequency and flavor and personality and all that. So that's one way to work with that. And then with the below, above and below, or the north and the south. And then in terms of the east and the west, though they represent like their own energies, I just kept getting the image of a big hug. Like the light worker shift is just like, just open up your arms to the east and the west and give like a big hug. Or if you can imagine for a moment that you were energetically bigger than the entire earth, and you could give it a hug and just beam the light that you are, and it just spreads across the entire planet. And everybody feels this clearing and this opening for them that something new is possible. And their perspective expands. It's a beautiful image to work with. And you can use your voice and the words that you choose to use as a hug. Like, think about how is my voice being received? So that's that. And let's see, anything else I want to tell you about the light worker shift? Yeah, just claim your role. Claim your role. I mentioned that before. I think now's a good time to leave you with that mantra. And it is, I am here for a reason. I accepted this excite assignment. And now is the time for me to step into the next phase of it. I am here for a reason. I accepted this assignment. And now is the time for me to step into the next phase of it. So with that, I am going to close out this video. Thank you so much for watching, listening, tuning in, being a part of this conversation, and finding your light worker role within this larger paradigm shift and navigating the energy through it all. Really appreciate that you're here. Please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all that good social media stuff so this gets out to more of the people that are ready for this message. And with that, I'm just going to wish you well, and I'll probably actually make another video because apparently today is a download day for me, and I've got 5 pages of notes of things that I want to share with you. So keep tuning in because more is coming. Take care.